Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1444, an amazing new prescription medication by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from the best health and fitness blogs on the planet, from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, of course. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. Don't forget, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask. That's where you can record your voice to send in an audio question, or you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's get right to today's article and continue optimizing your life. An amazing new prescription medication by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. At a dinner conversation tonight, the topic turned to health and fitness. The ladies in the group were discussing their various CrossFit successes, while we men congratulated ourselves on improvements caused by switching to lower carbohydrate diets and better weight training principles. The discussion broadened to the health plight of the modern human in general, and how the populations of rich countries are getting heavier and less healthy, even as the world makes progress toward lifting many of the poorest countries out of malnutrition due to poverty. We wondered why, with all the wealth and free information available out there, that most rich country residents end up doing exactly what is worst for them, eating and drinking concentrated sugar and remaining in a seated position for most of their waking hours. And we marveled at some recent conversations we had with off-duty nurses and doctors who reported that the medical industry is still focused on medicines and cures for symptoms rather than lifestyle changes that could eliminate the underlying causes of disease much more thoroughly. As Mr. Money Mustache, you may know I have such an uncompromising stance on things that it is impractical to come to me with complaints. If you have an ache or pain or any other problem, and you're not already a ripped, active, vegetable-chomping, weightlifting, bicycle-sprinting dynamo with no major substance abuse habits, I'll tell you to start by fixing those glaring health oversights first, then see if any problems remain that need real medical attention. Since most people, including me, don't fully live up to this standard, there's always something to work on, and thus, always hope and optimism that you can fix your own ailments. But if you don't believe me, you might want to just start with a simpler prescription, like the video from a well-spoken doctor named Mike Evans. In his cute, little sketchy marker whiteboard video, he explains the power of a prescription, quote-unquote, medicine, that outperforms anything else that has ever been invented. It cuts knee arthritis symptoms by 47%, reduces dementia and Alzheimer's in older patients by 50%, diabetes by 58%, anxiety, depression, fatigue in people of all ages, improves longevity, and even sexiness, just about anything that ails you. If we could all get our hands on it, our lives would be transformed for the better. And yet, it is a medicine entirely in reach for most people. And it's completely appropriate for the previous anti-automobile April, because the medicine also functions as a form of transportation. It is, of course, none other than good, old-fashioned walking. But until you idolize it properly with statistics and warm thoughts like this, most people don't give much thought to the wonderful activity. I've always been a bit of a walking enthusiast. As a kid, I would go for walks far outside the town's borders, exploring the riverbanks or walking over the big bypass bridge where nobody else tended to go without their cars. In high school, walking cured the blues of turbulent teen romances, as well as getting me to and from my evening shifts at the convenience store on warm summer nights. I still go for long solo walks almost every day as a way to empty the brain and fill up the lungs with better air. In the daytime, I walk along the neighborhood streets and creekside paths, but at night, when the golf course is closed, I'll stroll across the fancy greens and admire the wide open spaces, getting a good look at the black sky and the thousands of stars of outer space. Even though I'll ride a bike whenever I need to be somewhere in a hurry, there is something you get from walking that you can't get any other way. So, if you've still got your legs, this is the way to say thanks. Your assignment for today is to walk just a bit more than you normally would, and to think about it and appreciate it just a bit more. Isn't it amazing how easily that collection of muscles and bones gets you around, just reading your mind and taking you wherever you want to go? How marvelous that you can do it with no license, no traffic laws, and no permission from anyone else. You can go up over the curb, step carefully through the garden, and walk right up to the door. You can stop wherever you like, and even run or fly for brief periods to cross puddles or gaps between the rooftops of high-rise buildings. Ken Ilgunas recently walked from northern Alberta, Canada, through the entire United States, and ended up at the Gulf of Mexico. 1,700 miles, entirely on his own feet, carrying his entire home on his back one step at a time. If he can do that, then we can definitely crank out at least a mile or two of our own every day, right? I hope you enjoy your dosage as much as I enjoy mine. You just listened to the post titled "An Amazing New Prescription Medication" by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. One of the founding fathers of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, was also a big believer in walking. In a letter to his nephew, he was quoted as saying, "Give about 2 hours every day to exercise, for health must not be sacrificed to learning." He also said that a strong body makes the mind strong. Now, he was also a big believer in carrying a gun while you walked, but those were different times. In that same letter, he was also quoted as saying, "There is no habit you will value so much as that of walking far without fatigue." He also goes on to say that he prefers walks in the morning or in the afternoon. Now, this definitely goes to show that for hundreds, if not thousands of years, we have known that walking is one of the best ways to promote health and improve longevity, or how long you live on this planet. And even if you get bored walking, if that's not your thing, the point is to get moving. The point is to not sit as much anymore. So if you go for a jog or a run, yes, that counts, absolutely. Or if you're moving your muscles in other ways, like yoga or Pilates or resistance training, yes, that all counts for sure. But the bottom line is, unless you have an injury, walking can be done anywhere at any time. And research is actually showing this to be true. The more you move, the longer you're probably going to live and the fewer diseases you'll likely suffer from. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.